With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Officials say flooding due to Florence will remain a threat for days, with possible rainfall totals as high as 40 inches in parts of North Carolina. Some rivers aren't expected to crest until later this week. Meanwhile, residents like Mike Lands of New Bern are taking stock of the damage.
You just feel like it's not everything. We had our health and safety, and we can rebuild, and at least the house is still standing, and it looks structurally sound. So we're in good shape.
And coming up, we'll have a closer look at the economic impact of major storms.
Hurricanes upend lives and destroy wealth, but studies show that although business slows during hurricanes and after they hit, rebuilding leads to a boost in economic activity.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey. But first, here are some top stories. Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they were teenagers, is willing to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's according to Ford's lawyer. Kavanaugh has denied Ford's claim, calling it, quote, a completely false allegation. The White House says Kavanaugh is also willing to testify. Meanwhile, some lawmakers are seeking to delay a vote on Kavanaugh's nomination set for later this week. New U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods are spurring more competition in the Pearl River Delta, China's manufacturing sector. The Wall Street Journal reports that Chinese companies are moving faster and rethinking their products and operations in what's become an unintended consequence of the ongoing trade dispute between China and the United States. Tom Hayes, the CEO of Tyson Foods, is stepping down at the end of the month. Hayes says he's leaving for personal reasons. A Tyson spokesman says there were no issues of personal conduct or integrity that played into Hayes' decision, which is attributed to personal reasons. With U.S. meat production at record levels, Tyson and others have been struggling with lower wholesale prices. Tyson has been overhauling its strategy. Officials in Puerto Rico are offering homeowners financial assistance on the condition they move out of areas that are prone to flooding, saying they don't want to rebuild on vulnerable land. That's proving a difficult choice for some 100,000 homeowners who saw damage from Hurricane Maria. Some say they don't want to leave their homes. Still to come, more on the economic impact of major storms like Maria and Florence. The economic impact of major storms like Florence can be devastating for individuals, but studies show the impact on the broader economy is often very little. Joining me now via Skype is Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey. Harriet, the economic damage from Florence is still being assessed, but you looked to recent storms to see how the damage affects the broader economy. What did you find about recent storms like last year's Harvey and Maria?
There are several ways in which the storm kind of shows up in economic data straight away. Usually the first one is unemployment claims, unemployment insurance. So Hurricane Harvey, which it mostly hit Houston late last summer, that drove up weekly jobless claims to the highest level in about 2 years at the time. So Houston did lose some jobs in the aftermath of the storm, but that decline only lasted a month. And sectors like construction, retail, and restaurant and employment services, they quickly recovered. So for instance, with construction, people needed help to rebuild after the storm. And, you know, restaurants are reopening after a period of being closed, so jobs quickly bounce back. And that will likely, I mean, it's a strong labor market. That is probably likely to happen as well in the aftermath of Florence.
But that isn't to say that the impact of storms on local economies and on individuals isn't devastating after a major storm. We see that in Puerto Rico and New Orleans post-Katrina. What makes those cases different?
Yeah, of course, storms are extremely devastating for the individuals involved. Properties and lives are lost, so they are extremely serious. But looking at the economy as a whole, I think what we saw in Puerto Rico and Katrina is that quite often if a region hasn't been growing or hasn't been growing very fast, it's much harder to recover from the storm. Hurricane Katrina has been the most serious hurricane that the U.S. has seen in decades, and I think it caused more damage than any storm that the U.S. has ever seen. But having said that, an economic study looked at the individuals who had been hit by Katrina several years down the line. And although the region hasn't recovered in terms of population and hasn't got back to its previous growth, the study found that the impacts on individual wage income and employment were small and mostly transitory. So within a few years, the victims of Katrina, their income has fully recovered and even surpassed that of controls from similar cities that were unaffected by the storm. So it seems like on an individual level, people can bounce back.
And when you talk about some of those temporary effects that resolve in a few weeks or months, certainly we see businesses suffering in the aftermath of major storms. Does the rebuilding effort help offset those costs?
Yes, it does. Usually what happens is you see contraction in gross domestic product or economic growth in the quarter that the storm hits. But then in the subsequent quarters, you get a bit of an artificial bump because people are doing things like going out and buying a new truck to replace the truck that was damaged in the storm. Or they, you know, they're paying for to replace their drywall or to rebuild their house. And that gives you know, local businesses, local economies, local employers a boost in the aftermath of a storm. It is hard to sort of read through the data. So for this past year, you know, you hear again and again from people at the Federal Reserve and so on that it's hard to sort of know what was due to the hurricane and what was due to the, you know, the underlying economy. That is the case. And much depends also on the type of damage that a place suffers. So for instance, rain damage, it tends to be the case that businesses can reopen more quickly. This is essential to economic growth, is businesses reopening quickly. So if your business has been flooded, that really tends to not really hamper business necessarily. Like you might have a flooded basement, but you can open your factory again within sort of a week and get your drywall replaced. If your business is impacted by wind, that can be a much more serious type of damage. You know, your whole building might be destroyed, or like half the building might have been blown away. And that takes weeks or months to repair. So that type of damage can really hamper an economy in the short term because it just takes longer for businesses to reopen and for the economy to start growing again. And that's another reason why earthquakes are so devastating. I mean, they're individually devastating to the communities they hit, but they can also really hamper. They cause like a lot of monetary damage because entire buildings collapse and it just takes a really long time to rebuild them.
And as we look ahead to the economic impact of Florence, obviously flooding and rain damage our concerns here. What do the past studies tell us about what we might expect in terms of overall economic impact?
Well, the hit to the economy should be short-lived. That is sort of the main takeaway. It's hard to say, you know, if there hadn't been an earthquake or a storm, whether the economy would have grown faster or not. But I think the main takeaway from the previous research is that, yes, this is really bad in the short term for an economy. You know, rescue efforts, flooding, people can't get to work, they can't get to their jobs. But quickly, it tends to be pretty quick that, you know, people have to start rebuilding, they have to start building new roads, building new infrastructure, and that does create jobs, it stimulates the economy. Of course, that's not to say that there's necessarily any benefit from this. Like if you're a homeowner and your property is destroyed and you have to spend money to replace it, okay, that might give a boost to economic growth, but of course you would probably much rather spend that money on taking a vacation or spending it on some sort of something that you were looking forward to or you wanted to spend it on. So it's not like it's contributing to well-being in any way, but looking at the economy as a whole, the dent to growth should be pretty short.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey joining us via Skype. Thanks so much, Harriet.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.